The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you. Welcome to War Cry Ministries. Truly, I thank God for being here. Thank you for his goodness, his mercy. Thank God for as many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Truly, we are so excited today about our salvation. God has been so good. And again, we want to welcome you. And we're going to continue this week with If a Man Dies, Shall He Live Again? However, this week we're going to focus a little bit on the seed. Jesus said in John 12:24, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. And I just kind of recall a song we used to sing. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Do you not know that you cannot get in heaven except through death? Not only do you have to die a natural death, you have to die a spiritual death. We got to put off this mortal body. We got to put on immortality. This fleshly body, as we know it, cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And we're going to read Luke 8, and we're going to start at the 5th verse. And the 5th verse says, Sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, withered away because it lacketh moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprang up and bear fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that hath an ear, let him hear. I'm going to be quoting some things from the Matthew's Henry Study Bible today, and I just wanted to let you know all of these are not necessarily coming from King James, but I have a study Bible as well that I really like, and it kind of breaks things up for me and down for me so that they seem a little bit more plain. But I love the King James Version. That's the version that I read all the time. But in my study Bible, it gives me a little bit of background. So that's what I like about it. In the 5th verse, we talk about a sower went out to sow his seed, and some fell by the wayside. Now, the heart of man is as the soil to the seed of God's word. Is capable of receiving it and bringing forth the fruit of it. But unless that seed be sown in it, it bringeth forth nothing valuable. So when the seed fall by the wayside, it is not under the ground enough so that it can bring forth any fruit. So the seed that falls by the wayside is simply trodden under the feet of men, and the fowls devour it. Now, I don't know how many people ever planted, but if you ever planted anything, if you don't plant it deep enough, even when you water it, the water will overpower and bring it back to the surface. And the fowls of the air will certainly eat it up. They will eat it up. And the fowl in this case is the devil. He don't want that seed to penetrate your heart. He wants it to fall by the wayside so that he can come and take it from you. He'll snatch it right out of your remembrance. Won't even let you remember what you heard. And that kind of brings me to a thought as a young girl, people talk about drugs. Our family, my mother drug us everywhere to every service that we went to. We drug us to Sunday school, drug us to church. She just drug us to the house of God. And you know, I used to hear all these messages, but I declare I don't remember any of them. And there was even an older preacher in that city. His name was Elder Brown, and I call his wife Sister Brown. He was a fantastic minister. And I used to like to go and hear him from time to time, but I never remembered his messages. And I'm not throwing anything at the preacher. Those preachers preach. Our pastor at that time, Elder Smith, who was long past, Elder Brown, who was long past, they were preachers and they preached. But my heart was not receptive. The word of God did not even penetrate my heart. It fell on my ears, but my heart did not receive it. That's why I can't remember, because if you really hear the word of God and you receive the word of God, you are not going to go out the same way you came in. When you hear the word of God and you receive that word into your heart, you are going to be a changed person. That's why we see so many people nowadays. They come into the church. They come Sunday after Sunday and week after week. And they walk out the same way they came. It's no reflection on the preacher. I'm going to tell y'all that right now. If he's preaching the word of God, it's no reflection on him. But their hearts are not receiving that word. Their ears may or may not be hearing. But the message is going forth. And so when we come into the word of God, we need to make sure that we have an ear to hear, because how can you hear without the preacher? And so when our ears hear and our hearts receive, then we are going to bring forth good fruit. And some fell upon a rock. This is the sixth verse. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. The success of a seed is very much according to the nature and temper of the soil. And that is or is not disposed to receive the seed. The devil is spiteful. He's subtle and spiteful enemy that makes it his business to hinder our profiting by the word of God. People don't plant in stony ground, because they know that if they plant in stony ground, that seed is not going to get any roots. Those rocks and things, it can't grow properly in that kind of ground. Let me continue. My time is running out. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it out. And you know, falling among thorns is about the cares of this world. A lot of people are so caught up in this world until it doesn't matter if they hear the word, and they can receive the word for a while, but they're so vulnerable and so gullible to this world. They're gullible to the sins and the cares of this world that the world will choke whatever was in their mouth. They receive it with gladness. But you know, sometimes people, they love to party. They might be doing something they ain't supposed to do, and the temptations are too great. And they'll take that seed and they'll cast it right out of their heart, because they too caught up in the cares of this world. When that seed is planted, when we hear with our ears, we need to receive it with our hearts, and we need to apply it to our lives. Until we hear with our ears and apply it to our lives, that seed has failed by the roadside, it has failed among thorns, or it's failed in the rock. I don't know about anybody else, but one day I heard the word and it penetrated my heart. And I tell you, I have not been the same since. When that word really get in your heart, when you really receive it in your heart, When you give up to the Lord, that seed will grow and it'll bring forth and it will produce good fruit. God sent his son. His son gave his life that we may live. Has the gospel come alive in you? Do you want to live again? If you want to live again, the gospel of Jesus Christ has to be real in your life. It has to come alive. The seed has got to be planted. It's got to be watered. And then that seed got to press its way to the topsoil. It's got to get a breakthrough to the top so that it can get the nourishment from the sun, the S-U-N and the S-O-N. Then it can begin to grow and it can begin to produce much fruit. When that seed fall into good ground and when your heart receives it, it's done fell on good ground. Anytime that a seed is planted in good ground, it's going to grow. Anytime that a seed is planted in good ground, it's going to bring forth fruit. Anytime that a seed is planted in good ground, you can look for a harvest, because truly the Bible said that the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. God loves you, and may God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will be seeing you next week. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace, your peace. Thank you for your outstretched hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us have listening ears and receiving hearts, that we may receive the word with gladness, and that our hearts may be good ground so that we can bring forth much fruit. Thank you, and God bless you, and we will see you next week by the grace of God.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your heart. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
To hear this program again, go to FamilyValuesRadio1010.com and click on the podcast page and find this program and many others right there on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.